step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Steve Hartman.
Wait a second, are we on the air right now?
Mike Costa.
Yeah, a bunch of me's running out there. You're going to lose big time.
Nope.
It's Loose Cannons time.
Welcome to our Wednesday edition, the Loose Cannons on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego and 103.3 FM. Well, here we are, folks. It's the day before, the opening of the Major League Baseball season. And I say that, Major League Baseball season, although I think one game has already been announced it's delayed a day because of weather situation.
Where?
That will not be a problem here in the beautiful city of San Diego, as the Padres will open their season tomorrow afternoon, early afternoon game, against the Milwaukee Brewers. So here we are. Baseball season upon us. Look at Ernie Martinez already decked out in his freebie Padres gear. You always know it's a freebie when it's got some kind of logo on the sleeve where it was some kind of freebie night.
Speaking of freebies, our friend Annie Heilbrun, yes. She had a video yesterday of what all the giveaways are out at Petco this year.
Really?
Oh, man. Yeah, good stuff.
Tons of Trevor Hoffman stuff.
Yeah.
The Padres team, they released that a few months ago. They have like a whole montage video that you can watch. There's close to 10 bobbleheads this year, and a lot of them all involve Trevor and like special Trevor moments.
Great hats, like hoodies like Ernie's wearing today.
Yeah. Replica Hall of Fame plaque.
Yeah.
The one it's day, I think awesome. In July. It's tons of cool stuff.
Look at Ernie right now. He's already walking around. He's anticipating the whole season. We could not be more excited. We are excited about this Padres season. In fact, we're going to get right into it early today. Quick reminder about a couple things I do want to mention once again, and that is on Monday. Monday is the day that we have the national championship game.
We do.
Of course, it is Final Four weekend. Of course, we are your home of March Madness. You'll hear all the games right here. But next Monday, we're going to be out at American Junkie in the Gas Lamp to watch the national championship game. So we'll do our broadcasts out there. I think we're on to about 4:30 and then get into the pregame, and we'll be watching the game out there. So American Junkie and the Gas Lamp coming up on Monday with the Cannons. So here we are on the eve of the baseball season. It's always a special time, Cuss. So by the way, are you bothered about the season beginning in the month of March as opposed to maybe first day of April? Does that bother you at all?
No. I wish it was beginning like March 1st.
Instead of all that spring training.
Right. And that means we would actually have the Fall Classic, you know, in October when we normally have had it. A couple days here and there, whatever the case may be, we're on the eve of it. That's all I care about.
You know, even before we get to what's going on the field with the Padres, you mentioned all the giveaways. Petco itself, once again, everything's an upgrade. I mean, constantly evolving into one of the best ballparks already in Major League Baseball, only getting better. They're going to have the new scoreboard out in right field. They're going to have all these special nights. They have Taco Tuesday. In fact, for us, we're going to make our debut at now, first of all, Brent, you're going to be there all weekend, right? You're going to be there Friday, Saturday. Friday, Saturday for sure. By the way, Brent is a guy that is a strategic eater. You know, he's got a good appetite, but he knows in preparation for the first two games that you've been sort of on a restricted diet, shall I say?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't think I've maybe had a hot dogs twice.
Well, since our claim jumper ended. Run when we had the picture.
Oh, yeah, no, I've had like.
Are you going to fast?
Tuna and apples is pretty much what I've been eating.
Tuna and apples, yeah. Right. So you are preparing yourself for the feast. Very, very good. How about you, Ernie? Are we going to see you out at Petco at all this weekend?
Not this weekend.
Not this weekend.
But I will be there Tuesday.
Tuesday. We're all going to make our debut on Tuesday. Brent will be there in person.
Bells forever!
Yeah! Now, Ernie, when we walk into the press box, and Costa, you know this. When we walk in with Ernie, I mean, Ernie is like the most popular person in San Diego.
It's like a scene from Cheers when Norm walks into the bar.
Are you going to yell out Hell's Bells? Are you going to do that? One more. Just imagine him walking into the press box like this.
Hell's Bells forever! Yeah!
What do you think? I think that would be great.
Nick Canada, Bill Center will both get me by my...
Bill Center will karate chop you in the throat. Get out of here.
All right. So maybe not. But yeah. I'm excited. All right, so let's talk a little bit about our predictions. We're going to do you got to get the predictions in today. In fact, coming up here in about 7 minutes, we're going to make all of our predictions for the upcoming baseball season. We're going to pick who's going to win the divisions, who the wild card teams are going to be, which teams will be in the World Series, who's going to win the World Series, and who are going to be the league MVPs. And we're encouraging you
come on
to do the same throughout our show today, because if you don't get your predictions in now, forget it.
Right.
Season starts tomorrow. Too late. So you can call in. Better if you text us at 70470 or send your predictions via Twitter at Ken Hartman at Costa1360. But again, in fact, you don't have to do all the divisions. All we want from our listeners, which two teams will be in the World Series, who's going to win the World Series, and who are your league MVPs, all right?
Okay.
All the division stuff, we'll do that ourselves. It's too long for, especially if you're going to text or tweet us. But who's going to be in the World Series? Who's going to win the World Series, and who are the MVPs? So send it to us, 70470 versus, and we'll keep a track here. We're going to have like the Canon listeners. So we're going to have sort of this cumulative Canon listeners competing against us.
Oh, good
so
luck.
Pile them in again. Which two teams will be in the series? Who's going to win the series? Who are going to be the league MVP. So you 70470 or send them via Twitter at Canner Hartman at Costa1360. We're going to do that throughout the show today, because once the show's over, that's it. No predictions once the season actually begins.
All right.
Now, as far as the Padres are concerned right now, I saw one national power rankings, and they have the Padres as number 27 out of 30. 27 out of 30.
Okay, let me do my math. That's not good.
Okay, so the only teams they had ranked below the Padres this year were the White Sox, Tigers, and the Marlins. Of course, the Marlins
really,
gave everybody away.
How did they fall far?
So those are the only three teams ranked behind the Padres. Here's what they said. They said, look, if the Padres, and they actually predict the Padres having 73 wins, which is two more than last year. They said what they need, if they want to make a serious challenge with this bet that we got going on with Mark and Rich.
Yeah.
And by the way, we've already gotten a lot of people suggesting what the payoff should be in this wager between Mark and Rich and the Cannons.
Right.
Willard is saying the Padres win at least 81 games. And if they do, they win. If they win less than 81 games, we win the wager.
And now he's brainwashed Rich Ohrenberger to come to the Willard side.
Right. So we're soliciting ideas from our listeners.
Yeah, public flogging, ain't going to work. Okay,
we've had a few of those.
Yeah.
And there's they say, why even have underwear on? Okay, so we, you know, within reason, but we're always welcoming your ideas because, frankly, you collectively are a lot smarter than we are. So just, you know, send in your suggestions. So as far as the Padres are concerned, they're projecting 73 wins. And this is what they said. If the Padres are going to make a run at 81 wins, if they're going to make a run at 500, they need the young guys. And they've mentioned Manuel Margot, Luis Perdomo, Lamet, Hedges, you know, Renfro. These guys are going to have to really go next level from what we saw a year ago.
And I think that's fair. And I'm not expecting all of them that were suddenly going to catch lightning in a bottle where they're all going to have the greatest season ever. But we can't expect the Hosmers of the world, the Will Myers of the world, the Clayton Richards of the world on the mound every time to go out and have the greatest game ever. Yeah, you're right. It's kind of unfair to call them the bit players, but the other guys, they have to have almost perfect seasons.
Well, and then on the flip side, they said, and then you look at the pitching. I mean, if Denelson Lamet or Robbie Erlin or, you know, Perdomo, if those guys don't perform and Brian Mitchell's a bust, you're staring at 95 losses. Let's face it. I mean, if they don't get at least three effective starters, and when I mean effective, think about it. To get to 81 wins, you're going to have at least three starters win at least 13 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least. And more even what we talked about yesterday, starters that will go six innings.
Well, see, and to me, that's the biggest key for this rotation this year.
When you said that, it's not going to be like every time they go out there, they're going to have like the greatest game ever. The first thing I thought of was the priest from Caddyshack in his final round of golf.
Mm.
That's what it's going to be like.
In the rain?
God, Blake!
Rest farts!
All right, so... yeah, the pitching is going to be the key because the bullpen has got talent. They got depth. They got arms in the pen, but not if they have to go out there 162 games.
It can't be, and I'll use poor Jared Weaver as the whipping boy in this case, but God, how many times have we not seen him get out of a first inning?
Right.
You know, in his last days as a Padre, six at least, but on a regular basis.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able, because you know how it is. If you get one guy and he's bombed in the third inning, now you've exhausted four or five guys out of the pen, and then the next day, the guy goes out in the second inning. Now what are you going to do?
You're behind the eight ball for like that next week.
Exactly. Because if you exhaust four or five guys in consecutive games, now you're creating problems for the future. So, you know, for Andy Green, he's going to have to really figure out how to handle this pitching staff. So, you know, again, I think the Padres could win 75 games. 81's asking a lot just because I don't see the depth in the starting pitching. I mean, you got to have – can you honestly say they're going to have – I mean, we're looking at Tyson Ross, whose ERA last year was 7.5.
I think if you had three ironclad, solid 1-2-3, 81 would be possible. There other things would have to happen, but they don't have it. Well, sorry.
Let's start again. Clayton Richard is not a 1. He's not even a 2. He might not even be a 3, but he's your number 1. Clayton Richard on most teams is maybe a 4, 3 or 4. Tops.
Are you saying that our number 2 doesn't look like other number 2s out there in baseball?
In other words, is there a number 3?
Hey, look, it could all turn around. I mean, Clayton Richard could be the guy who anchors it at the fifth position. Although he was the starter at the opening, he could be the guy that anchors it in the back end, and Perdomo steps up.
All right, let me ask you this. Like at the Dodgers rotation. So right now, the Dodgers are looking at Clayton Kershaw. You got Rich Hill. You have Kenta Maeda. You have Hyunjin Ryu. Where does Clayton Richard fit in there?
Number 1. Clayton Kershaw. No,
really? So you think of Clayton Richards ahead of Rich Hill?
No. I thought you were saying Clayton Kershaw. I'm sorry.
No.
That's a different team. That's LA. I don't care about LA.
Yeah, but they're in our division. You see, and you have to play them a lot. All right, it is time for our predictions. All right, so we're going to make our picks. So we are on the record on the upcoming baseball season. Again, we don't need the depth from you. All we want from you out there throughout the course of the show today is text us or send your picks via Twitter. The two teams that will be in the World Series, who's going to win the World Series, and who are going to be the league MVPs. Okay.
So, all right.
But we're going to go a little more deep. We're actually going to pick division winners, wild cards, and then everything else that we talked about. So let's start, and we'll go around the horn here.
All right.
Let's start with the American League East. American League East champions. Costa, who are you going with?
This was tough, and it came down to, you know, who you probably think it was. But I'm going to go with the Boston Red Sox winning the East this year.
I am also going with the Red Sox. Okay. Ernie?
I'm going New York Yankees.
Going Yankees?
I'm going Yankees.
All right. We got Yankees and Red Sox splitting the vote. All right, let's go to the Central right now in the AL. I will go with the Cleveland Indians. Ernie, who's going to win the Central?
I'm going with the Indians.
Going with the Tribe?
Also going with the Indians.
Uh-huh. How about Chief Wahoo? No Wahoo this year. Does that bother you, Costa?
Not at all. Indians in a sweep.
All right, so Cleveland is unanimous to win the Central. Let's go to the West right now. Ernie, you're up first. Who's going to win the AL West?
It will be the Astros once again.
Going with the World Champions, Brent.
Houston easy.
Houston easy, Costa.
Houston easier.
I think we're all in with the Houston Astros.
Okay.
All right, so let's go wild cards. Give us your two wild cards out of the American League. Brent, you're first.
My first one I'm going to go with is the Red Sox, and the second one took me forever, but I'm going to go with the Twins.
Going Twins. Wow. All right, so they were a wild card last year, so you can go in with the Red Sox and Twins. Costa, who you have?
I've got the Yankees as one. I have the Twins as well as the other.
All right, I'm going Yankees as well, but I'm going Angels.
Ooh.
I'm going Angels as my second wild card, Yankees and Angels. Ernie?
I've got the Red Sox and the Angels.
And you got, wow, all right. Yep. So we're pretty locked in.
Yeah.
As far as the American League is concerned, let's wrap up. Let's go to National League now. All right, starting with the winners of the National League East. And let's see. We'll start with you, Costa. Who's going to win the National League East?
I'll be throwing out the first pitch in front of them, the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, I can't see anybody slowing down the Nationals. Ernie?
Nationals.
Brent?
The Harpers.
He's going with the Harpers. All right, let's start with the Central here.
What are you taking? Who are you going to take?
Oh, I said the Nationals.
Oh, you did. Sorry.
I went right through you. Right there. I said Nationals.
Okay.
All right. So we're all with the Nationals. As far as the Central is concerned, I'm going to go with Brent's Cubbies right there winning the Central. Ernie?
I've got the Cubs.
Going Cubs.
Cubs.
And you?
Cubs.
Cubs. All right, let's go to the National League West. Ernie, you're going Padres?
I thought about it long and hard, but I'm going to have to go with that team up in L.A.
Going Doyers. How about you, Brent?
I'm going Doyers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got to go, in spite of the sewage pipe busting, the Dodgers.
All right, we all have the Dodgers to win the West. All right, let's go with the wild card teams. Again, Brent, you're up first. Who are your two NL wild cards?
I'm going to go with the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals.
Arizona and St. Louis. How about you, Costa?
I am going with the Rockies and the Brewers.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to pick one from each of you guys. I'm going to go with the Cardinals and the Brewers.
Okay.
All right. I'm going Cardinals and Brewers, both out of the Central. How about you, Ernie?
I've got the Cardinals, and I did have the Padres there. Unfortunately, broke my heart. I crossed them out. I'm picking Arizona.
Going with Arizona. Yep. All right. So we got all of our picks in as far as who's going to be division winners, who's going to be wild cards. Now it's who's going to be in the World Series. Costa, you're up first. Which two teams will face off in the World Series?
I am saying that you're going to have the Nationals taking on the Cleveland Indians in our World Series.
And the winner is?
The Washington Nationals.
Wow. Interesting, because I also like the Nationals, but not against the Indians. Even though I have the Yankees as a wild card, I have the Yankees in the series. I think their pitching is going to make the difference.
All right.
I have a Nationals-Yankees World Series with Washington winning it all. Ernie, what's your World Series look like?
I've got the Yankees and the Cardinals with the Yankees winning it all.
Yankees winning it all. Brent?
I'm going with my same prediction I had last year. I'm going with the Astros and the Cubs.
Yes.
Cubs had a year off to rest up a little bit.
There you go.
I'm going to go with the Cubs, win it all.
All right, Cubbies beating the Astros in the World Series. All right, that leaves it up to the league MVPs. We'll start with the American League MVP, Costa.
I think he's just poised to have a booming year. Carlos Correa of the Astros.
Correa of the Astros. I'm going to go with the surefire Mike Trout of the Angels, especially if they make the playoffs. Ernie?
I've got Mike Trout as well.
And you, Brent?
I'm going with the newest Yankee. I'm going with Stanton.
Wow. Giancarlo Stanton, if he can stay healthy, All right, going with Stanton. National League MVP, I'm going to go with, what? Hold on a second here. I just got a text from Judson. Let's see here. You better pick Harper. Okay, I'm going to go with Bryce Harper to be league MVP. Ernie?
I've got Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado.
Arenado, putting up big numbers. How about you, Brent?
Soon to be two-time NL MVP, Chris Bryant.
Going with Chris Bryant is Cubby, and you, Costa, are...
I got the same text from Judd, Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper. All right, so let's run down our picks. I'll give you mine again. So in the American League, I got Boston, Cleveland, Houston as division winners. Yankees and Angels as the wild card. Yankees representing the American League in the series. National League, I got Washington, Chicago, Dodgers winning the division. St. Louis, Milwaukee as the wild cards. Washington winning the National League. Washington winning World Series. Mike Trout and Bryce Harper are my MVPs. Ernie.
I have in the American League East going down Yankees, Indians, Houston. Wild card teams, Red Sox and Angels. National League, I have the Nationals, Cubs, Dodgers. Wild card team are the Cardinals, Arizona. I have the Yankees beating the Cardinals in the World Series. Mike Trout and Nolan Arenado as my MVP.
Well done. How about you, Brent?
My AL division winners, I got Houston, Cleveland, and New York. Wild card goes to the Red Sox and the Twins. And NL, I got the Nationals, Cubs, and Dodgers winning the division with the Arizona and Cardinals as the wild card. I got the Cubs beating Houston in the World Series, AL MVP Stanton, and NL MVP Chris Bryant.
Interesting. And you, Costa?
In the NL, I have the Dodgers, Cubs, the Nats. I've got the wild cards as the Rockies and the Brewers. I have the Nats in the World Series. AL, I have the...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Astros, the Indians, the Red Sox. I've got the Yankees and the Twins are the wild cards. I've got the Indians in the World Series losing to the Nationals. NL MVP is Bryce Harper. AL MVP, Carlos Correa of the Astros.
Real quickly, when it comes to Judson twisting your hand on the Harper deal,
yes.
Just remember, everybody has the pictures of Costa in the bunny suit and you running in your underwear. So
there it is.
We can't say that he's got pictures on you guys.
No, you're right.
Everybody has those.
Now, I think Harper, with that $400 million contract looming, is going to have a monster year. I think he's going to have like the year he had 3 years ago. All right. So we have made our picks, but we want yours because we want to be able to compile a consensus of our Loose Cannon audience. You don't have to do all the divisions. Just tell us which two teams are going to be in the series, who's going to win the World Series, and who are going to be the league MVP. So we'll put together a consensus of our Loose Cannon family as far as their predictions for baseball in 2018. All right, we got plenty of baseball coming up, that's for sure. But also the NFL. They have decided to use their head when it comes to player safety. And we're going to tell you why helmet use will never be the same. Coming up next.
Tomorrow morning on Hardwick and Richards, Tony Gwynn Jr. helps us set the NL West division expectations. That's at 7:30. We've got more Padres tickets to give away at 7:45. We get started at 6 a.m. on Extra 1360 and FM 103.3.
Get in for the cannon shot of the day. Winner taking home another pair of tickets to go see Rascal Flatts September 14th out at Mattress for Mampa Theater. Call it in 570-1360. Tweet it at Cannon Hartman at Costa 1360. Text it 7046-7047. And start your message with XTRA.
We got two things that are rolling right now via social media. First of all, we've been asking people about this wager with Mark and Rich. Again, Mark Willard putting it out there. The Padres will win 81 or more games. If that happens, they win. If it doesn't happen, we win. What should the wager be? A couple more suggestions here. Hartman in a dunk tank. We need to see if that hair would actually go out of place.
Okay, right? That's I like that.
Here's another one. For the bet, why don't you get listeners involved as guest DJs to come in and feast with the winners for a week?
Ooh, that's not bad at all.
And then here's another one. If the Cannons win the bet, Willard has to take a shot out of Hartman's belly button. All right. We're also asking people for their World Series prediction, league MVPs. Mailman Bob, he's got it. Cubs, Astros, with the Astros winning back-to-back series. MVPs Altuve and Bryce Harper. David says it's going to be a Twins Dodgers World Series. Twins in five.
Wow.
And the MVPs, how about this? MVPs are Mookie Betts and Eric Hosmer.
David.
Of the Padres wins the National League MVP as he becomes the National League's first Triple Crown winner since Joe Ducky Wucky Medwick in 1937.
Oh, right, the Duckster.
All right, so Ducky Wucky Medwick. All right, big NFL news today. And this one has caught a lot of people off guard. We were talking about some of the rules changes. Nothing really major earth-shattering.
No.
This is earth-shattering. So now the league has decided, and Roger Goodell's out in front of this, and you got to wonder where this is really coming from.
Right.
But they have announced now that if they see a player intentionally use their helmet as a weapon, in other words, you're coming in helmet first to, you know, lay out somebody, that player can be, will be, kicked out of the game immediately.
Okay, let's go back to two instances that immediately come to mind last year. Kiko Alonso shot on Joe Flacco.
Right.
And then Danny Trevathan blowing up Adams, I think it was, yes, for the Packers, where, I mean, his helmet broke when he lowered his head and caught him.
So, but remember, this is in the follow-up to the NFL deciding now that there is an arbitrator that even if there is no ruling on the field about being somebody doing something that is worthy of being kicked out of the game.
In New York.
Yeah, they have the right to do that. But now, adding to that, it's the use of the helmet. And so Roger Goodell came out today and says, we have got to figure out a way. The helmet, and he's right about this, the helmet was there, really invented to protect the head. Originally, the leather helmet, the original helmets, were there to prevent skull fractures.
Yes.
It was never about concussions. And again, it doesn't matter what helmet you have on, nothing is going to prevent a concussion.
You know what the biggest injury was when they had, well, helmets without face masks?
Yeah.
Dislocated shoulders, because everybody shoulder tackled.
Exactly. You didn't want to put your face in
Never,
there.
Ever.
But what has happened is, with the advancement in equipment, people are using it as a weapon. And so you feel safe with that helmet on. You know, you're secure in there and everything else, and you leave with your helmet. So the NFL wisely is saying, we're going to do this. But here's the problem. First of all, the NFL Players Association is saying, hello.
Yeah.
Don't you need to confer with us? Secondly, and we were talking about this before the show. All right, so define using your helmet as a weapon. I mean, there's the obvious. You know, a guy comes in helmet
first. A blatant
first,
spear is a blatant spear.
A spear or a helmet to helmet like that.
Yeah.
But what happens if you're a running back,
Steve?
You turn the corner and you lower your head to run somebody over.
Which, by the way, anybody who has played running back, especially at this level, has been told since day one, lower your head, protect the ball.
Right.
So now are we expecting running backs to come around the corner or go straight up the middle, whatever the case may be, and sit there with their heads up as they run?
Well, think about this. All right, so you got a running back, and he turns the corner, and there's a guy coming up to tackle him. And maybe he's aiming, you know, waist high or even shoulder high.
Yeah.
But then the running back drops his helmet, and suddenly you get a helmet-to-helmet based on not the defender,
no,
but the running back actually lowering his head.
No, and a guy who was, you know, Adrian Peterson is somebody who runs so low.
Yep.
Kellen Winslow, in his heyday, he punished tacklers when he put
Walter
his head down.
Payton Walter did Payton did it all the time.
Right, you think of Earl Campbell putting his you know, helmet right into the... So it's to me, it's unfair because it is a play that has happened in a millionth of a second. And no one coming in for a tackle on a ball carrier knows exactly what that ball carrier is going to do. You hope he's going to try to evade you. If not, he's going to lower his head because he wants to protect the ball. And conversely, for the running back, you can't have guys running like Eric Dickerson through the line. Right.
Straight up like he did.
Bam! They're going to get blown up.
Well, what the NFL has said is they're going to have to explain to everybody. So this is
a process. They're doing a tour of all 32 teams to physically show them
what you can and can't do. And then you have to enforce it. And so, again, I look at that running back. or any kind of offensive player.
Wide receiver, tight end.
Tight ends do it all the time.
Yes.
They lower their helmet.
I love this rule.
You do. Yes. Right, explain why you love this rule.
Because if it's a penalty for a defensive player to come charging in with his helmet down, why shouldn't it be a penalty for the offensive player to do the exact same thing?
Well, I agree with you, but I mean,
you know, lowering leading with a helmet is leading with a helmet. If you know the secondary guys can't do it, why should an offensive tackle or running back be able to lead with the crown of his helmet? And it's perfectly fine.
I think that it does make it more fair because it's both people.
But remember,
looking at
this was a rule they sort of introduced a couple of years ago. Remember, they were already talking about lowering the helmet. They just never enforced it. But it seems like Goodell is on a mission. Now, look at why is he doing it? You know why he's doing it. You got all these zillions of dollars of lawsuits with the CTE and everything else against the NFL.
It's the only reason they're doing it.
So they have to give at least the perception that they're aware of this. But he made it clear today, Goodell said, the days of you using your helmet as a weapon in this league are over.
Well, and take it a step further. What does this mean for kickoffs now?
Well, that's the other thing. So now the other thing they're talking about are kickoffs. Now, they're not going to do anything in 2018, but they are seriously looking at the kickoff being eliminated, 100% eliminated. They're going to monitor it because what they're trying to figure out is, because they were talking about the number of concussions, serious injuries that all occur on kickoffs. It is by far the most dangerous play in all of football.
And the injuries haven't gone down. They've stayed steady.
Well, remember what they did was they had the touchback rule, which is now permanent, where the ball's on the 25-yard line. So they reduced the amount of kickoffs. Kickoff returns.
Yes.
But what they're saying now is unless we can come up with a way to make kickoff returns safer,
yep,
they're gone.
They did away with the wedge. They did away with things like that. Unless you make it has to be, well, even if you make it man-on-man blocking.
Right.
Somebody running at that speed at another human being, the odds are so much greater for the injury.
Won't happen in 2018, no. But if you enjoy kickoff returns in the NFL, this might be it.
Yeah.
2018 may be the final year. All right, we're getting your picks in. Remember, tomorrow's the start of the baseball season. If you don't get your picks in today, it's not fair game. Which two teams will face off in the series? Who's going to win the series? And who are going to be the league MVPs? Text us, 70470, or send your picks via Twitter, at Cannon Hartman, at Costa1360.
All right, the Final Four tips this Saturday, but a lot more is going on than just the games. We're going to tell you why this makes it the most special weekend in basketball after this.
Hey, what's up? It's Rich. Coming up on the Mark and Rich Show tomorrow at 11. That's right. We're going to be jumping in early. It's Padres opening day. We're going to be downtown in the gas lamp at the Marriott. Drop by, say hi. We'll see you at the ball game, folks, on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
All right, rolling on this Wednesday. Don't forget the last four will play on Saturday. The madness continues. Michigan takes on the Cinderella. Loyola Chicago. The heavyweights, Kansas and Villanova, will meet up next. All the action comes your way right here in the home of the tournament. Extra 1360 Fox Sports, San Diego. All right, a lot of predictions are continuing to pour in right now. Nationals over the Twins in the series. Stanton and Yelich are your MVPs. Yelich, wow. How's that? In fact, we got Vera on the line right now. Vera, of course, our darling is ready to make her World Series prediction. Very excited about the baseball season?
Oh, yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait. They did really great this spring training. They got over 500.
Well, very good. Now, Vera, the Padres had a good spring training. So what is your prediction? Who will be in the World Series?
Padres and New York Yankees, and I do not like Mike's pick. For Washington.
All right, so you don't you don't like Casas' picks, even though he and I picked the same guy, but that's okay.
When he throws out the first pitch, I didn't like that.
All right, well, I will tell him.
Little Hellcat.
All right, so is there a way you want me to punish him, or how do we do this?
I'm kind of punish him because he's supposed to be a Padres fan, Washington fan.
Okay, well, I'll tell him. All right, so there's Vera. She's picking the Padres Yankees. So this is 1998 revisited. It's interesting because we both picked the Nationals to win it all.
Yeah, but you're catching the heat.
Yeah. See how I do that? I'm able to always deflect it on you. I do this consistently.
Watch out. Here comes a runaway train. I'll just push Costa in front.
See, what happened was
it.
I sort of just passed through my picks.
Yeah, I saw you do
know,
that.
You wanted to really expound on
very
everything.
Very deft on your part there, kid.
So I would just say, yeah, me too.
Sorry, right, Verify. I love the seat of democracy.
All right. Well, if you still want to get, again, predictions have to come in today. Text us, or if you want to do what Vera did, you can call them in. Which two teams will be in the series? Who's going to win the series? And who are going to be the league MVPs? Basketball. Okay, you know, obviously we got the Final Four coming up this weekend, but there's a couple other things happening in basketball this week that are really special. Tonight is the McDonald's All-American game.
Okay.
And these are the top high school players in the country. But it's interesting. You look at these kids, they're the absolute best of the best. And then within a few years, you're like, whatever happened to so-and-so? And the numbers are quite glaring.
Staggering.
Like over a 20-year period in players that played in the McDonald's All-America game, 42% of them played 25 or less games in their NBA career. That's like half. So 42%. Of those that played in the McDonald's All-America game over a 20-year span played 25 or less games in the NBA.
Did it say how many of them were one-and-dones?
I would say the majority are one-and-dones. Yeah. Well, again, we go back 20 years. That would be too far back.
Okay,
certainly
right.
Since the one-and-done was introduced. Yeah, the majority of them.
25 games.
By the way, Duke, Coach K, there was an arc about this. You know, for several years there, Calipari had the corner when he went to Kentucky on the one and dones, right? He would just basically get the top five high school players, one and done and gone. But now Coach K has decided, I'm going that right. Remember, he had four starters, freshman this starters this year with Grayson Allen, and he has the top three rated recruits coming in next year. He is now beating Calipari at his own game, but didn't even get him to the Final Four this year.
Well, yeah, and that's going to be the argument.
And Calipari's only won one national championship.
He has
Anthony Davis, the Brow. That's his only championship at Kentucky.
No one's had the wooden type run. No one has had that where they've just year after year after year. So, but that's going to be the argument. You know, what would happen if they would have stayed another year, maybe 3 years?
Well, and that's why we're anxious to find out if the NBA seems to be leaning that way to eliminate the one and done.
Yeah.
Well, they'll take the top high school players, but insist you got to stay 2 years. If you go to college, I think it makes the college game a whole lot better.
So much better.
So much better.
And think about, you know, guys just maturing off the basketball court.
Yes.
Another year at school. As instead of just the one and I'm out of here and, well, why is he out of here? Well, he never went to class anyhow.
Yeah.
You know?
So it'd be interesting. I always like to watch the high schoolers, especially if they're going to one of your schools. That's tonight. Also this weekend, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame will announce the class of 2018. It's a basketball Hall of Fame. I honestly hate it. I mean, there should be an NBA Hall of Fame. It's interesting. They have a separate college basketball Hall of Fame. They have a women's basketball Hall of Fame. They have an international basketball Hall of Fame. You know, they don't have an NBA Hall of Fame. So the Naismith, which is the most prestigious, sort of includes your whole basketball. So you have women going, international stars, everything else. I want to mention six players that are finalists. Three are first ballot, three are carryovers from previous years. I want to hear a thumbs up, thumbs down as far as them being in the hall. The carryovers, Mo Cheeks from the Sixer teams of the 80s.
God, I was little. I mean, I was so much younger when he was playing, but I just remember you always heard the name Mo Cheeks.
Yeah.
Don't think he gets in.
No, I agree with you on that one. Grant Hill. Now, again, had a great career. Duke.
Very good.
Started his career like he was a sure Hall of Famer. Then he got hurt.
And he got hurt. No. No, sorry,
to Grant Hill.
Not right now.
All right. So, but you say, Brent, yes to Grant Hill. All right. He's giving a thumbs up.
Okay.
Chris Webber, C. Webb. What do you say? Chris Webber, Basketball Hall of Fame. Brent? Boom. Okay. How about you, Costa?
He's going to get in. I don't think he gets in.
I don't.
I want to say no, one, because of the dumb timeout he called, but two, he got busted for recruiting violations and
he
stuff.
Did.
He almost got Michigan put on the death penalty.
You know,
so
Sacramento
I would say no.
Had one breakout year, or they had won a championship when he was there. Those are good Sacramento teams with C. Well, but to me, he's really marginal. All right, here's your first ballot, guys. We start with Ray Allen. Ray Allen, 10-time All-Star, 11-time All-Star,
yes.
3-point all-time king.
Yeah. NBA champion.
Yeah. NBA champion, Ray Allen. Yeah. I think we're all agreement
Ray's
there.
In.
Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd. That's a no-brainer for me. Even though he never was a good shooter.
Right. The assists.
Triple-doubles.
Triple-doubles. Yeah. And won a championship he as did, well.
Right. You're right.
And Steve Nash, the 2-time MVP. Wait a second. Brent is...
Did Nash?
He's thinking about his time with the Lakers right there.
Wow.
Not first ballot.
No. Never won a championship.
No,
but
no
he was
championship.
A, but
he's
he won
flashy.
Two MVPs.
Is that Trump?
Two.
I don't think that trumps his six failures as a team player.
Wow.
So yeah, I'd say not first ballot.
He's from Canada.
Mm,
sorry.
Canada,
ain't
yes.
Gotta work.
What about his glory days at Santa Clara, man?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great career. That
since
career
he's
with
Canadian,
the Suns.
Does that mean he's automatically going to get in like, the Hockey Hall of Fame, too?
Well, you know, wasn't he a soccer guy as well?
Yeah,
hell
of a soccer
player. With Steve Nash?
Yeah.
All right, so those are the names that are going to be considered for the Hall of Fame. We'll
Kidd
find out the
Allen
class of 2018
sure.
This weekend. All right, let's get to qualifying somebody for the Cannon Shot of the Day. Drum roll, please. This out. Cannon Talk came from?
It's a tweet from Photos J. Fuentes. The punishment for the Cannons needs to be some form of public humiliation where Padre fans can laugh at the doubters.
Wow. All right, that's one thing we're asking you. In a payoff bet, what should the bet be between the Mark and Rich Show and the Loose Cannons? All right, we get ready for the four of the biggest sports stories of the day, including... some big news about a major event that starts next week. Coming up next.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.